Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Stiff Upper Lip Podcast. Joining for this episode, we are missing Ed, but thankfully we've been rejoined by a giant from Chesterfield. Sam, how are you on this fine Tuesday evening?
I'm peachy enough. I never noticed how intently you look at like your little soundboard thing during the intro. it makes you seem like a radio DJ. I quite like it.
I put a lot of effort into making sure that this is like as smooth as possible, so that when one of us inevitably has to edit it, it's not like a complete and utter dumpster fire.
Good job by you.
Yeah, I feel like it works. Max, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, mate. It's good to be rejoined by Chesterfield's second wonkiest giant construction.
Wow. The sad thing is that I don't even think that Sam would put himself even in the top like 25 of people in Chesterfield, that's for sure.
I have a contention.
we're back. It's week 12. We had some Thanksgiving stuff to enjoy. Max, I assume that you enjoyed your Thursday of, I assume, probably sitting in your underwear, drinking beer, and laughing to yourself maniacally.
I had a shirt on.
There you go.
And I was drinking a cold green tea. But then afterwards, I did have the celebration whiskey, so it was a very pleasant experience.
So there you go, yeah. Of course, the Green Bay Packers getting the win against the Detroit Lions, which could influence where we go today, because it's time to get out the hot prongs and stick a fireplace coal poker in them, baby, because it's the season has started. As is the tradition after Thanksgiving, that's when we officially get down to business. And I think that there's far too many teams that are still hanging on for dear life. And I think that it's time that we just gently nudge them off of the abyss.
I don't think there's anything that's going to be gentle about it. I think we're going against time. A lot of people say, you know, if you're in and around the playoff race at this time of year, you're still in it, and they say, you know, the point of being a sports fan is about the journey, not the destination. But actually, we're going against that, and we're saying today, if you're not actually going to have a chance to win the Super Bowl, we don't take you seriously. Stop wasting our time. You might as well just liquidate now, because what's the bloody point of it? Because you could have some great wins, but if you don't win the Super Bowl, it was all for nothing, wasn't it? So it's pointless, and we're here to enforce that. And I think we can all put ourselves bodily and with mind entirely behind that notion of fuck them.
I love that you were going so... It was so poetic, and then it just culminated in, yeah, fuck them. Yes.
They'd wasted enough of my time just thinking about these nonsense franchises.
Well, I mean, where better place to start than with the bottom-ranked Carolina Panthers, who I'm going to jump in, leaping ahead of the pair of you, and I'm fucking them right off of the cliff first. Who wants next?
Who is next? I'm going to get rid of... you know what? Let's stick around here for a bit. I'm going to get rid of the Atlanta Falcons. The visual Simpsons reference there that no one's gonna know. Forget it. Bye. I've seen enough.
It's probably a smart idea.
Desmond, get rid of him.
Oh, Sam, are you fucking buddy?
New York Jets. Get a real quarterback.
They've got one. He's currently dealing with the shamans right now.
I forgot about Tim Boyle.
Oh, no.
Boyle erasure in the first 10 minutes of the pod.
Sam, bad week for you, by the way. It looks like Alan Lazard is going to be a healthy scratch going forward.
Ugh. Yeah, us Lasagniacs.
Lasagniacs. Lazarded.
But yeah, it's a tough week for our boy. All that guaranteed money just sitting away in his pocket.
All right.
Rotting away.
I'm going to flunk the Patriots. Might as well. Just again, yeah, get them right out of the way.
So fucking sad, isn't it? They Bill Belichick lost 10-7 against Tommy DeVito. Just absurd. I'm going to fork the New Orleans Saints, because they might be top of their... No, they're not even top of the division anymore. And no one takes them seriously. And Dennis Allen, did you see the Alvin Kamara thing that was like, Dennis Allen's got to stop telling us to just be better and actually start telling us how to be better? And he's just like, just be better, for God's sake. Unserious coach.
Just glorious. Sam?
I'll simply have to fork the Washington Commanders. I like Sam Howell. He's fun. I guess you can work on it, but...
He could get better.
What else is there bar a very good receiving core that they can't take advantage of in any way because their quarterback's still working on it and their defense sucks shit?
Well, speaking of the defense sucking shit, Jack Del Rio got fired.
Sam Howell is a very funny quarterback because he fills up the box score with yards. He always has loads of yards, and then you watch it, the game, and you're like, they didn't even seem like they've been close to threatening to score that many points.
Yeah.
The game, he has 450 yards. He's just
got a wreck game. total box score enjoyer quarterback. cool. I might actually just fork three teams in one go.
We all have to share the joy.
All right. Yeah. I'll not do that. I'm gonna fork this. I'm gonna take great pleasure in forking the Cincinnati Bengals. Then.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I don't know if you saw the chart of I think it was win probability added on first and second downs versus win probability added on third and fourth downs, where Jake Browning was a competent quarterback on first and second down, and then. By far the worst quarterback. He pulled what we call in the business a reverse Boyle. Tim Boyle can only play on fourth downs. Jake Browning can only play on first and second down.
Yeah. And I in that game as well, like, it wasn't even like he was effective on those downs. He just got really lucky with like a couple like nice tipped passes that fell into Chase's
hands.
Come on. Yeah. Box score didn't even come close to telling the full story. Bad player. Max, go on then, next.
I'm going to take out the NFC South. Nothing in particular, I'm just working my way around. I'm going to take out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Nice.
Mediocrity. In a year of mediocrity, they redefine mediocrity, which I guess a normal year would make them bad, which is why I'm forking them.
Sam?
I'm gonna fork the Miami Dolphins.
What?
There are a lot to go before this, but they're gonna get there eventually, so what's the fucking point? They're a joke organization that as soon as they meet a team that can stand up to any, if you cover, 20, 30 yards down, between the hashes, you're probably good.
Yeah, they're not going to get a 99-yard Hail Mary pick six on every play to cover up two or throwing two.
You're not going to get that many
within the 2-minute warning.
Ducks from Tim Boyle. As soon as they meet a team with any fucking backbone to them, they crumple into a terrible heap. It'll happen eventually. Why do people delude themselves into thinking that this team is going to accomplish anything?
I'm actually just slightly baffled at I know what you've just said about, like, we're going to get there eventually, but, like, there's so many other teams that could be forked quickly and without this level of discussion. Why? You've just dropped Sam's it on us.
He's only down to, like, the last three teams that he actually knows.
Worst part is I'm actually losing track on where we've forked because we've gone absolutely mental.
Is the Dolphins... Miami Dolphins is just one of the last phrases I can remember in the cadence of one of the around the NFL hosts. Fuck them.
All right. I'm going to fork the... Well, I guess we're going to get a little spicy with it, I'm going to also fork somebody else from the AFC East. I'm going to fork the Bills. I know they're 6-6, but, like... Yeah. They played outrageously well against the Philadelphia Eagles and came up short, which feels like the story of their season for, like, most of the year, especially, like, since Ken Dorsey got fired and what have you. They're definitely, like, on the upswing in terms of performances, but they also happened to lose against the Patriots. They scraped by the Bucs. They lost to the Bengals, they lost to the Broncos, and then they lost to the Eagles. And then they're going to get the Chiefs and Cowboys and Dolphins. Come on. Get out. Bye.
Josh Allen played well in that Eagles in the Eagles game, but did the Bills play well?
Josh Allen played, like, the best game he could possibly play, and they didn't win, so how can you possibly
expect them to win the Super Bowl?
If you can't expect them to win the Super Bowl, well, if the defense is bad, they can't expect them to win the Super Bowl, then why even bother playing the rest of the games? Just get rid of them. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. Why even have a team?
Exactly. Might as well go into deep hibernation.
Yeah.
March the Buffalo Sabres out there.
Just forget building a new stadium as well while you're at it, you fucking cowards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just get cold. It's not that cold.
Yeah. Orchard Park, because apples are falling on your heads, Buffalo.
I'm going to get rid of the Seattle Seahawks, who we talked about last week as the prime candidate for flopping their season in the second half, and it looks like it's going to go exactly to plan. Not a competition against the 49ers. How can they expect to win their division? How can they expect to win their conference? How can they expect to win the Super Bowl? Bye.
Agreed. Sam?
Has anyone forked the Bears?
Yeah. No.
No, we've actually not touched anyone in the NFC North yet, but... You could unleash a real onslaught here.
Yeah, Bears are... I mean, this off-season might make it a bit more interesting, but going nowhere. I can't imagine Ryan Poles is going to stay. A dreadful team to watch. Awful. Hate it. Psychic damage done to me upon every viewing.
Luke Getsy is a real hack, by the way. We've not really mentioned his name this year because we've been avoiding them, but, like, I hope that Luke Getsy gets, like, fired quickly.
Yeah, he's the 731st guy who's in the league getting paid because of Aaron Rodgers, and everybody resents him for it.
I hope Luke Getsy's unemployment check.
Yeah, at 4-8.
You said he's really bad because last night they only threw screen passes, but every time they threw a non-screen pass, Fields just missed by, like, a lot. So in some ways I feel for him, and in some ways he's also bad at his job.
Yeah, you made your bed, you better lie in it, sucker. All right, I'm going to fuck the Giants. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry at all. They are truly abysmal to watch. I am bored of them. I'm so very sick of the whole experience. They're not immaculate vibes, that's for sure.
Count yourself lucky that you don't find yourself in any kind of Giants fan space where they've decided that because they found a mid-tier backup level quarterback.
That's generous.
This is actually what happens in, like, every relatively successful to very successful team that's going through a little bit of hardship, is that they immediately turn to the backup quarterback being the greatest player that they've ever seen.
Yeah, what's that like, Sam?
I mean,
team going through a bit of hardship.
Yeah, the success really kind of takes the sting out of it a bit. This has been a horrible season.
Yeah, I don't care about Danny DeVito, to be fair.
Danny?
Since Tom fought the Giants, ever since Sam said cadence earlier, I've literally had the Dak Prescott in my head. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, deeply unserious cadence, but I can't admit.
And since I've got that in my head, I thought we might as well, yeah, here we go this. And in that case, I'll fork the Steelers because...
I was like, you're not forking the Cowboys, are you?
No.
Sorry.
Not yet. We'll see where we end up. I'm going to fork the Steelers because, I don't know, they had their best offensive output in like 5 years and they scored 16 points.
It's 23 if Tomlin throws a red flag, that's for sure. No, you're absolutely right to do so. I'm going to... Oh, wait, no. Is it...
Get fucked.
It's your turn. Yeah, my bad.
I'm going to complete this trifecta and fork the Packers. Jordan Love played incredibly in that last game.
The Packers are so good, he couldn't even chat shit about it. He's like, I'm going to fork the Packers, despite how good they
are. I'm going to fork... Hang on, I can talk shit about him.
This might be one of the last chances that we get to fork them if John Love actually, like, carries on playing like this. He was so good!
No, shut up, let me talk shit. You want to talk about bad offensive performances? Well, you lost to a team that had a bad offensive fucking showing. How does it feel to lose to a Matt Canada team and still be in the playoff picture?
That doesn't hurt me. We lost to Desmond Ridder. We collapsed to Desmond Ridder and we lost to the Josh McDaniels Raiders. Both of those were far more helpful than losing to the Steelers.
No, I know. I'm just joshing because Sam was about to blow smoke up your ass, but like also fork. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, after we both savaged the Giants and then I savaged the Steelers.
I'm going to fuck the Vikings. Ed's not here to defend himself, but that was genuinely one of the worst games of football that I've ever watched, and both teams should be expelled from the league. Josh Dobbs went from Pastronaut to Astronaut real quick.
Yeah, they're calling him the Space Int Vader.
What was that throw to Jordan Addison, by the way? He's got him in like 40 yards of open space and he sailed it into oblivion. What an absolute joke.
I've been trying to be politically correct about my Josh Dobbs doubting, but I'm starting to reap the rewards of a few.
Hang on, I'll be able to do it for you. Bald! go on, Max.
Where are we? Do you know what? While I'm at it, I guess I'll fork the Detroit Lions because of the two dismal performances of my man Jared Goff.
What has happened? We've just forked an 8-3 team just because they've lost one game.
Well, do you think that if they come up against like the Eagles, they would win? They got humiliated by the Ravens. Franchise game in decades got mugged off by the Jordan Love Packers at home in front of everyone. There's a Dan Campbell that honestly that fourth down, like the fourth down fake punt was like the most predictable thing. And you can sit down someone, explain to them in 5 minutes the basic concepts of the NFL, and then in 2 more minutes the basic concepts of Dan Campbell as a person, and they'd be like, well, they're gonna try a fake punt here.
That's
a new wrinkle, Dan.
Yeah, I must admit, like I have just checked like who they've beaten, and they beat the Chiefs, and that's basically it. Like Falcons, Packers, Panthers, Buccaneers, that's humiliated like by the Ravens, Raiders.
That's like one over 500 team they've beaten in the Dan Campbell era.
It's actually quite bad, but they're definitely going to make the playoffs because this. Conference is a hellhole and they still have like they still have four more teams in the conference that are terrible.
The Steelers are definitely going to make the playoffs. They've got, what, is it one more loss? Similar record. They're definitely going to make the playoffs. And when we fought them, you were like, yeah, all right, fair enough.
Well, I don't know. I guess it was just that I'd sort of completely blanked out like how like wet sponge the Lions' schedule had been. It was bad. This was piss wet through of a team. Let's move on.
Well, like jack off.
Oh, got him, Jared Goff.
No.
Have we forked the Cardinals yet?
Well, I don't think we did.
Just the Dolphins and the Lions.
Yeah. teams currently 8-3.
Cardinals more watchable with Kyler Murray. Not watchable enough.
Yeah, still eliminated for playoff picture.
Almost completely devoid of talent, apart from kind of just Kyler. I thought the O-line was better than it was.
Can you name three Cardinals players?
BJ Ojulari.
Yeah.
Oh, really? He's on the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Michael Wilson. Buda Baker's still there, isn't
James
he?
Connor.
Buda Baker's still there.
Zach Ertz.
Hollywood Brown.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I actually genuinely forgot that one.
Rondale Moore.
Yeah, whatever.
Will Hernandez.
You just...
No, I'm actually not.
Hernandez has been...
We're not getting into Will Hernandez discourse. Let's move on. This team is 2-10.
Hernandez.
Okay, I'm forking the Raiders. They're 5-7. They've looked slightly less repugnant against the Dolphins and Chiefs. Like, I think if they weren't playing against the Dolphins and Chiefs, maybe they'd have looked like better. But at 5-7 in the AFC, like, you're basically eliminated from the playoff picture, and I'm not taking you seriously. Get fucked.
Yeah, AOC has no spine and caves to pressure really easily, and I haven't been that impressed by Aiden O'Connell either.
That's a spicy. That was pretty good. I'll give you credit for that one.
I'm going to bid off the Rams then, since we'll finish off the NFC West, and I think we've actually done the whole NFC now, other than the Niners and the Eagles, which will be interesting to see what we do with that.
Well, we've not done the Cowboys either.
Oh, yeah, the Cowboys.
Because you started doing the Cowboys and then you fought the Steelers instead.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll get rid of the Rams. I mean, you know, they're fine. I just don't understand. They seem to have two superstar wide receivers. Is Cooper Kupp, like, is he not back to himself from the injury? Because they seem to have two superstar wide receivers and a quarterback who, by all accounts, is fine, at least. But they just don't seem to be having that much impact. And on the defense, they've just got a bunch of scrubs who I don't really know who they are. I mean, they've got some nice draft picks that they've had. That's great. What, are you going to win the Super Bowl with those? I don't bloody well think so.
I am regrettably fucking the Los Angeles Chargers. I don't regret.
There's no regret. There's no regret.
I don't like seeing Justin Herbert sad. And everything about this team is broken.
He doesn't ever seem to be sad, does he? He's just like the same at all times.
Well, he's never known anything other than this Chargers hellscape.
Yeah, he was at Oregon before that, so he kind of is familiar with
he may seem monotone, but my experience of quarterbacks in general isn't that vibrant. So, to me, he's a technical dream coat of a quarterback.
It's so funny. The Chargers every year just all collapses, and all that's left is Justin Herbert throwing to like a badly hobbled Keenan Allen. Nothing else really matters every year around the same year.
Yeah, I mean, I will say one thing is nice year from Khalil Mack. That's pleasant for a change. That's it. That's all the defense has.
Versus first properly good season for like 5 years.
Yeah.
How many of those were in one game?
Five of them. But like he's still second, well, third on the sacks leaderboard, so he's doing better than he usually fucking does.
We've just got to
overrated and washed. Sorry.
On just like the off season. When the Chargers finally get Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa back playing healthy together, it's not going to happen. Yeah. And even when it has happened, has it really actually been anything to write home about?
No. I'm going to make a disclaimer because none of us are going to actually fork this team because we're not saying them, but they are forked, right?
Oh, yeah.
That one team, yeah.
We're not even in... We've got a 31-team NFL, so pick another team.
Well, yeah, that's entirely fair. Then in which case, I'm going to fork the Tennessee Titans, who are 4-7, and I'm actually surprised that they lasted this long. I'm assuming that it's because everybody forgot who the fuck they were.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not being funny. They are currently 0-6 on the road. That is fucking abysmal. And they ain't getting a home playoff game, even if they get there. Yeah. Just dreadful.
Okay, I'm going to fork the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, here we go.
Purely because they're coached by Mike McCarthy, and as a bit of Packers fan, they should know what to expect by now.
Should we take a little sweepstake on like how... Will the Cowboys' season end in embarrassing fashion? Because last year it was the Ezekiel Elliott under center. 2 years ago it was the clock management kerfuffle. Yeah. What are they going to do this year?
I actually think they've improved a lot this year. And I think we're going to upgrade from embarrassment to heartbreak. Like, I think it's going to be like...
I think they'll get to NFC Championship.
It's going to be... I don't know. It depends who they get on the way there. But I can clearly just see like Dak's favorite pass, single coverage on a tight end seam up the middle, back of the end zone. Jake Ferguson puts his hands up and he just clunks off the top of his fingertips. They settle for a field goal, lose by one.
The field goal is missed as well, or there's like a missed extra point.
Oh yeah. No, Brandon Aubrey's a good kicker. No. It's just gonna like you're gonna be able to hear it go. Like,
what, as though Brett Maher wasn't a good kicker that like before that one game.
You know, come to think of it, Brandon Aubrey does sound like a 30 Rock character or something like that. So, you know, actually, I can see that turning comedic. He's got his name alone has Blair Walsh vibes, doesn't it?
So, just to quickly recap who we've forked the entire AFC East, almost all of the AFC North, everybody bar the Chiefs in the West. Somehow we've just forgotten about the South. The whole
We've done everyone in the AFC North, haven't we?
No, we didn't fork the Ravens.
Oh, North, sorry, I think it'd be East.
Yeah. Yeah, we forked everyone in the East. We've basically left the Eagles and 49ers and forked everybody else in the NFC. I'm really glad that we're a really optimistic podcast this year. Yeah. If you're a fan of any of these teams that have been forked, why?
And you win the Super Bowl, then let us know.
Yeah, actually, rub it in all of our faces at Max Saito, Chelmsford.
At silly.bitch.com.
I think we've got a Stiff Upper Lip like Gmail account somewhere. You should find it.
Stifferlippod@gmail.com.
Yeah, probably. You should email us at that, and it'll come through to Emma, who will be like, "Why am I getting like hate mail because the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl?"
Subject line: hate mail. Wait, whose turn is it?
Sam.
That would be me. Titans.
I already did the Titans, you fucking clown.
He was literally just did those like one pick ago, wasn't it? The 0-6 on the road. Remember this?
We forgot who they were, and Sam forgot. It's alright, Sam. To be fair, like I've already forgotten what I said about the Titans. Nobody remembers the Titans.
Just to clean this up a bit, I'm just going up from the bottom and trying to remember which teams are fucked. So, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We've done you were so busy looking up the list of teams. Oh,
the whole NFC is fucked.
You weren't listening to Tom explain who we thought.
Yeah.
The last time I looked, there wasn't any.
Would you, Sam, here's the list of teams who haven't been forked. The Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens, the Jags, the Texans, the Colts, and the Eagles and the 49ers, and everybody else in the NFC has been forked.
Wow. That's no good. Probably the Jags, you know. Not for any particular reason. I just can't really see it.
I like that we've left the whole AFC South alone right until the end, and we fought the Jags ahead of the Colts, who I'm forking now. Jonathan Taylor's thumb's fucked. They might make the playoffs. I don't care.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew's going to throw full picks. Or he's like Dobbs almost had one yesterday, what I call a full game Peterman, where you throw five picks in 60 minutes. Which reminds you how impressive that he was, that he threw five picks in 30 minutes. So who have we got left? The Chiefs, the Ravens, the 49ers, the Eagles, and the Broncos.
And the Texans.
And the Texans. Okay, I guess I'll fork with the Kansas City Chiefs. Because I would suggest, going back to what we were talking about, Alan Lazard. I saw a really funny stat that Alan Lazard's making 12 mil this year. All the Packers receivers combined are making 7 mil. And I would probably suggest that the Packers' fourth best receiver would be the Chiefs' wide receiver one.
I mean, the Packers' ex-fourth best wide receiver is the current Chiefs' wide receiver one, so...
Oh, Rashee Rice is the guy you can't catch. He had a couple of real clunkers. if I can call him Mullard Rice.
I thought it was MVS that had the at the end.
The clunker at the end of the game against whoever the fuck they were playing. The Eagles lost in the game, but then they came out, went in a 14-0 hole against the Raiders last weekend, and it was just like Pacheco run, Rashee Rice drop. I think he eventually did get a touchdown, but whatever. You've got Patrick Mahomes throwing to you. You'll get a touchdown eventually.
I can't believe that we forked the Chiefs.
And Travis Kelce's, can we say it now? He's over the hill. He's in.
The problem is that if you fork the Chiefs, then they get stronger. It's the Patriots all over again. Like, the moment that you start talking about how the Chiefs have definitely not won the Super Bowl and shouldn't be taken as a serious contender, suddenly they're going to go through every playoff game and put up 38 points and just not die. You've jinxed us to a Super Bowl with the Chiefs in it again, Max.
I mean, they could make the Super Bowl. I don't think they're going to win it.
You've jinxed us to a Super Bowl win by the Kansas City Chiefs, Max.
What, you got a problem with the idea of a Chiefs-Eagles or Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl?
I've got a problem with the Chiefs-Niners one, yeah. I've already watched that one, so it wasn't fun.
Well, that was with Garoppolo. You got fucking Brock Purdy in there.
Yeah, sorry, Broccolo. Oh. Nice.
I guess I just have to pick the worst team of the ones that's available. So I'm going to fork the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh my god! this must have been like what it was like to be like in the city of Jericho as the walls were collapsing around them.
This is how we ended up with the fucking Colts. Yeah. Last year.
We're going to end up with the fucking Texans being the only team not forked.
No, they're going to end up with the Texans or Broncos.
Brock Purdy will get immediately shown up in a wildcard game. CMC's kind of slowed down, I guess, for him. A secondary success.
Just to quickly, the 49ers currently would be playing the Minnesota Vikings in a playoff game. That isn't happening.
Yeah, but they would be playing him in the Super Bowl. Also, the Vikings beat the 49ers earlier this year.
Yeah, that is fair.
Wait, Sam just said CMC slowing down a bit. What were his first half stats in that game against Seattle? It was like 141 yards and 2 touchdowns or something insane like that.
Tell me this. What were his second half stats?
This is legitimately, like, I'm so glad that we chose to not focus on anything else for this, because this is unlistenable, and it's going to get more unlistenable because I'm fucking the Ravens, baby.
Oh yes, yes.
Any team that loses to a Matt Canada Steelers team by playing this, like, while they were playing at the maximum of bad play, should not be in a Super Bowl contention. They lost to, well, was it Dorian Thompson Robinson at that point, or was it that guy?
I remember.
But they lost to him. I'm not having it. They let the Cardinals hang 24 on him. The Cardinals.
They were like, Mike Andrews is gone, whatever. It's like, oh, we've got, you know, Zay Flowers. He's a nifty rookie. Odell Beckham. Back on the warpath. We got this guy called Keaton Mitchell. Yeah, that's cute, isn't it? Let's see how you're dealing with the Chiefs at the AFC Championship game, you know, at Arrowhead Stadium.
Do you know what? What's funny as well is that all of the names that you've just mentioned that are going to replace Mark Andrews will be injured by the wild card.
They'll be deep in the ground at that point.
Yeah. Just a quick disclaimer, I'm only forking them for the funny reasons. I actually think that they shouldn't be forked, but I'm sticking with it.
So we left with the Eagles, the Texans, and the Jags.
No, the Broncos.
Oh, the Broncos. Okay, well, I'm going to fork the Texans, logically, because... because I can't trust them to get to the playoffs and not wear one of their horrific cherry red uniforms, which they've worn 2 weeks in a row. They have the cherry red helmets, which is even weirder last week. And CJ Stroud was very mid both weeks. Very mid indeed. I don't really care for them to do that. I mean, they're not even going to win the division, and they might not even finish ahead of the Colts in the standings at this rate. And you want me to believe they'll win the Super Bowl?
I can't believe that what's happened here is that we've gotten down to two teams.
The two powerhouses.
The Philadelphia Eagles. Fair enough.
The two hottest teams in the NFL right now.
What?
People can't get Sean Payton's name out of their mouth.
The Broncos and the Eagles run the two longest winning runs in the NFL right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
the numbers are irrefutable.
So, Sam and Tom, between you, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I will be fucking the Philadelphia Eagles. So,
we're not. I'm just not going to edit this episode. It's just not going to go out. It's going to be like the Brody Sports Talk collaboration episode, where it just sits waiting to be mastered forever. In fact, I still actually have that episode ready to master. I just haven't done it yet.
No, we can't possibly fork the Eagles.
We forked everyone else.
Why don't we just fork the entire NFL?
The Eagles played their absolute worst half, I would suggest.
Yeah, that guy is a nonce.
Giving them their best shot.
Whoever wins this Super Bowl, we lose.
You know, we're not even saying that this is going to be the Super Bowl. You know, we could see a team making it to the Super Bowl, but if we can't see them winning, who cares?
Yeah.
And I would suggest that the Broncos, you know how in football it's a well-known phenomenon that a team can score all their goals at once and they don't save any goals. So they'll win a game like 5-0 and then they'll score like one goal in the next three games. The Broncos conceded all their points at once.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
The logic is irrefutable.
Yeah, I would like them to beat... Because over their last two, they scraped by Josh Dobbs and, like, it took them knocking DTR out of the game to get a win.
I will say that that Packers loss to the Broncos looked pretty horrendous at the time, but doesn't look quite as bad now.
I'm just gonna fuck the Broncos, and I know that we fucked the Eagles, and technically this means that the Broncos are now our one team not to be fucked. But I'm just doing it anyway. I'm fucking him. I know that they're on a 5-game winning streak, but like, they also got 70 points thrown on them by a team that we fought like second.
We should have got together at some point and been like, okay, that was a lot of fun, but we need to stop now. We were just having too much fun saying names.
Yeah, I must admit, like, why don't we pick one team to unfork each? How about that? So that we can get back to our proposed number of three teams left.
Yeah.
Who are you unforking first, Max? Who are you dragging? Because this is an abs. Sam, who are you unforking?
They have to be mathematically unforking. Because I think this Frank Reich firing might really turn around. Throwing his weight behind David Tepper.
All right.
Are they mathematically eliminated? Can they get an 8-9? They probably can in their division.
All right, I'm re-forking the Denver Broncos.
Flag one, babies.
So this means the Stiff Upper Lip podcast Super Bowl winner they're currently 1-10.
Wait, are they 1-10? I thought they were 1-9.
No, they're 1-10. Carolina Panthers. Currently on a 4-game losing streak. 0-6 on the road. Just fired Frank Reich. Yeah,
you managed to bounce. They're gonna get that. They're gonna get that new facility finished.
They'll be there or thereabouts after the next 5 weeks of the season.
I mean, the season doesn't start till Thanksgiving, so they're only
4-1. I hate you guys a hell of a lot.
That was good.
Yeah.
We nailed the assignment.
We're really sorry for anybody that listened to this episode. It. We're sorry for wasting your time. I hope that you had fun. Sam, have you got a closing remark about your current Super Bowl pick, the Carolina Panthers?
I can't say anything that hasn't already been said.
Good. I think that's best.
Maybe they should have kept Matt Rule.
Fucking hell, man. Shut the hell up!